as well, Bill Young. I say nothing like Thursday night. Hey, look, when you come and visit us, Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast, right here each and every Thursday, we bring you, hey, different stuff, the best of the best. Mike, he ceases to amaze me. I'm telling you right now. He comes up with some great, great, great music. Wild Bill Young, he was on with us three months ago. Has it been that long?
Yeah, pretty close, yeah.
Okay, a couple of months. Yeah, but anyway, what a great gentleman. As a matter of fact, I was playing his music last night. He was listening in. Hey, Wild Bill, if you're listening in, man, let us know. Hey, drop us something in the comment section. Man, just having a great... Mike, I was thinking about something while we were playing that music. What differentiates gospel, country, soul, blues, R&B, reggae, classical, and I came, and et cetera, because there are so many genres of music, it's kind of hard to keep up with, right? And so how are they categorized? And so, Mike, I was thinking, if you look at the common denominator there is the rhythm, the beat. Hey, Patricia Miles, oh my goodness, what an artist. Hey, Patricia, hang in there. Tell your friends, I'm going to play some of your music coming up. Mike, I had the pleasure of having this young lady on. I think it was Monday. Was it Monday, Patricia, you were on? And it was just absolutely incredible. Along with Lady Coco 706. Oh, boy. If you have her number, text her. Tell her to tune in also, okay? Because I will play both of your music tonight, live on Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast, I promise. Let me know, okay? And you also have my number. Text me. Let me know when you're on, okay? Let me know. So, Mike, that was Wednesday? Whew. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Look, you are dynamic. I don't care what day of the week. Mike, oh, my goodness. Whew. Oh, I'm blown away right now, Mike. I love this show. Things happen spontaneously because nothing is scripted. The only thing is that you go into and plan what you're going to each and every Thursday. And we've got a vault of music of yours that haven't been played yet, which is a good thing.
We got nothing but time.
Hey, look here. I'm having fun. And you are, because you wouldn't be here if you're not. I know you. I know you personally. Hey, ladies. Oh, my goodness. Why don't we do this while I take a breath? I didn't know that Patricia was listening. Hey, thank you so much. She's so sweet. And an artist.
Well, you came down from your big old city and don't rock the funk.
You gotta watch the video. You
ain't got violins, but we can solve it. And if you don't rock, yeah, let me tell you.
Man, Mike, while we're coast to coast, hey, it's nothing like this.
Don't let the Bondo hit.
This is the craziest show ever.
Don't let the Bondo hit ya. Don't let the Bondo hit ya on your way. Don't let the Bondo hit ya. Don't let the Bondo hit ya.
Hit you on your ass. This guy's a new artist. Didn't say anything. I listened to him.
Oh,
yeah. Brand new. Maybe a year or so.
Don't let the barn door hit you. Oh, my.
We got loud horns, we got dogs barking. Ain't got a pep, no John Deere parking. There's meat and taters, lots of fried vittles. If you don't like that, let me tell you a little.
Oh boy.
Think about that. Don't let the barn door hit ya. Don't let the barn door hit ya. Don't let the barn door hit you on your way out. Don't let the barn door hit ya.
On the way out.
Don't let the barn door hit ya.
On the way out.
Don't let the barn door. You on your way out. Pressure skyline condo and HOA. I'll take a front porch swing and a cold lemonade. We ain't complicated. We keep things simple. Oh, if you don't like that, let me tell you a little. Tell you a little thing or two about that. Don't let the barn door hit you.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let the barn door hit you.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let the barn door hit you. You're on your way. Don't let the barn door hit you. Don't let the barn door hit you. Don't let the barn door hit you on your way out. Don't let the barn door hit you. Don't let the barn door hit you. Don't let the barn door hit you on your way out.
Oh. Gotta have some fun here, too. If you didn't see the video, this guy's he's a big corn-fed white boy, big rosy cheeks, big round face, and just humble. And he was on one of the music program shows, and that's how
I didn't see the video, but I'm looking at his picture right now. Oh yeah. My goodness! You know, I don't know. That struck a funny bone. That's throughout the entire song, I'm laughing. Don't let the barn door.
Where the good Lord split you.
I got that part, Mike. I got that. Mad Mike Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. Hope you guys are enjoying the show as much as we are. Oh, Sam Myers. Oh. I don't know this cat, but I'm sliding over and I'm stealing it, Mike. Stealing it. Let me see if I already have it. No? Oh, no. All right. No. Yep, just stole it, Mike.
Playing at this right up against the last one. Isn't that wonderful?
Wow.
I've got to find some place to go. I've got to leave, yeah. I've got to find some place to go. Because the way things are happening here now, I don't feel welcome here no more. Gonna get up in the morning, pack up my clothes and shoes. You might think I'm joking when I tell you I'm going to. No more news. I've got the blues.
Got the blues.
Oh, let me tell you, I have the blues. I'm a guy you can't excuse. Oh, let me tell you, I have the blues.
Come on, man.
tell all you working men to go home a little before time. Then you catch your woman getting down wrong, like I caught mine. That's what gave me the blues.
Man.
Oh, let me tell you, I have the blues.
Yeah, man.
I'm a guy you can't excuse. Oh, let me tell you, I've got the
Sam Morris. I got the blues. Man, that was, wow. Loved it, brother. Loved it. Absolutely. So, you know, okay. I confiscated it.
Okay. But I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
And I don't mean to be disrespectful to this gentleman at all. Cause I love what he does, but technically speaking, this man does not have the best voice out there.
Right.
And I like to categorize things like Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson is not the finest singer that's out there. But what he does is more artistic, because when he's singing with that soul and that feeling and that inner person that he's got. And he pushes it through with that voice of his that's unique. Very
yeah.
unique. Like Wild Bill Young. His voice is very unique. And it's not Barbara Streisand technically beautiful voice and all, but he conveys that feeling that you and I talk about here, what music does for us, does for our souls when we're listening to it, because you feel what this man is singing. So what, you know, what's your take on that as far as
yeah.
vocals?
Vocals, you know, you take a Barbara Streisand, or let's go to Whitney Houston, Minnie Riperton, Mariah Carey, or so many other great artists out here. And then on the male side, you have so many. We take Usher, he has a great voice. You take Luther Vandross, was one of my all-time favorite singers, hands down. And so a lot of artists, and I agree with you, a lot of artists, they don't have that presence, okay? But what they have is a way to connect with that audience. Somehow they're able to tell their story, even though they may not be the best vocalists, right? Okay? Because you take Willie Nelson, for instance, I was not a Willie Nelson fan. Okay. All right. Fine. But you take, oh, wow, that cat Wild Bill I was telling you about. He was telling the story and I liked his voice. I liked it, but, let me just, I'll go to something, because I did promise Patricia Miles. I'm going to play some of your music. Unbelievable, Mike. And we had the pleasure of having a conversation with her on cultural excellence. Okay. And with her and Lady Coco 706, and they are phenoms, phenomenal. And great ladies. I mean, just beautiful. You can feel it. And speaking of connecting with their audience, we were connecting, you know, when you have, it's rare. A lot of times when you have an interview with someone, you're really not connecting with them. You ask them questions, they give me answers, things like that. But when you do what we do, when you have a feeling that this is a genuine person and I can see how they connect, I can see how that connection is made. I had another
question. That's why we do interviews. We don't do interviews here.
We do have conversations, don't we, brother?
We have conversations because you're going to get more out of it than just doing an interview with question 1 through 10.
Yeah. Because a whole lot of times, most times I might have a question or two in mind, but once I get to, speak to this person and listen to what they have to say, that gives me a way to say, okay, I can ask this question, you know, whether it's, you know, the changes or whatever it is. Okay. So, but anyway, we have conversations here.
How come you never listen to me?
Because majority of the time you're wrong and I'm right. And it's hard. Yeah. Okay.
It's your fantasy world. We're all just
living in it. Mike, this lady, Patricia Miles, okay?
Hi, Patricia.
Yes, Patricia. Her stage name is Miss Diva Soul. Check this out. Oh. Incredible.
It's something I want to make you do.
And there's a story behind this too, Mike. You say,
yep.
Beautiful.
Shoo-doo, baby. Shoo-doo. I got something I want to say to you. Tonight gonna be right, baby. I'm gonna feel so good to you. You gonna be calling my name, baby. You gonna be acting a fool when I make you say and say it now. Shoo-doo. Don't be shy now. Shoo-doo, baby. Shoo-doo. Are you still listening to me? I am good at what I do, baby. I'm gonna make it so hard to walk away. I'm a lady in these streets, baby.
Your day. Come and get some loving.
Sweet loving.
Sweet We can take our time. Take it to the bedroom, the kitchen, and the living room too. That's 'cause we love it. You know that's how we do.
Come and get some love.
Yeah, baby.
Sweet love.
Sweet love.
Good love.
I got what you want. I got
come
what you
and get
amazing, amazing artist. And she's listening right now, Mike.
I see her in the chat.
Yeah, that's right. That is, oh, my friend, Patricia Miles. Her stage name is, oh, that's right. I think I have one more. Patricia, I think there's one more I'm going to play. That is, I Got It. But before I do that, Mike, there's a story behind this, right? And it's absolutely incredible. Patricia, correct me if I'm wrong. She's only been doing this for 6 months.
No, 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 no. I'm not buying that.
Mike?
I'm not buying it.
6 months. Okay.
You don't get a voice like that after 6 months.
No, no, no. I didn't say that. Yep. You see in the chat? Yes, you are right. Okay. Now, Patricia, put in the chat also. Let's see. When did you actually start? I'm saying doing what she's doing like right now, recording. I tell you what.
I'll buy that.
I'm going to invite Patricia, aka Miss Diva Soul, and also her partner in crime, Lady Coco 706, to come on the Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast.
Love it. Love it.
She said she started in September of last year doing this. Okay. And put in the chat also, when did you realize you could sing? So we take it from there. But if there's more to come, Mike, I'm going to invite those two young ladies on. They were on this past Wednesday. And it was absolutely incredible. Well, Wednesday before last, whatever. But they were great. But the stories are so different. I mean, you can go across the spectrum, right? Because Lady, 12 years of age, that's when she started singing. She started singing at the age of 12. But she
I'm going to take a guess. She probably started, or at least part of it was in church, I'll bet you.
I'll tell you what. I know the answer. I'm going to let her answer that for you. But in the meantime, let's get back to this incredible artist. I mean, and just a beautiful soul too, Mike.
She says yes.
It's Bruce Day on the
track. Baby, babe, I got
that's why I'm an investigator.
Man.
Baby, I know
this.
She's just great, man.
I got what you want, and you'll never find. No, no, woman
How good is that? Real good, man. Oh, wow. Hey, welcome back. Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. Okay. The last comment from Patricia, a.k.a. Ms. Diva Soul, is yes. Does that mean that you're going to accept an invitation to come on Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast? Let me know. Okay, Mike. Beautiful talent, man. I mean, it was a great, great, great conversation and music and laughter and, you know, she, oh yeah. She put two S's on this one. Yes.
Nice.
Thank you so much. So we'll work it out. I don't know if next week is good. You can confirm that, but let's talk to Lady Coco too, or let's see if she's not busy, then I'm sure. I hope that she'll accept as well. But if not, we would love to have you on next week, if that's available. Mike is, okay, you got my half of the vote.
I'll check my calendar and see if I'm available.
That's a oh, yes.
Oh, I just checked my calendar. I'm available. Love to have you, Patricia.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. No question about it. Now, let's go see. Does Mike have on his list right now? I don't know. This cat right here. I don't know about him. But this one. I haven't heard this either. Beyonce.
Oh, this is her new one.
Texas Hold'em. It's on your list.
Ain't Texas. Oh. Ain't no hold'em.
Whoa.
Hey. So lay cards down,
oh, man.
Down.
Okay. Just prove my point.
Texas. Choo. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's that tornado.
In
my city.
Get
the basement.
That
ain't pretty.
Rugged
whiskey. We surviving.
Open
red cup kisses. Sweet redemption. Passing time, yeah.
Step to the right.
We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice.
Ooh, run me to the left.
Then spin me in the middle, boy. I can't read your mind.
No. This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em.
Hey.
Lay your card down, 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 down. So pop your Lexus. And throw your keys out.
I'll
be damned if I cannot
dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't
give
up. Come
take it to the floor
now. There's a heat wave.
Coming at us.
First bar that we find, yeah.
Ooh, one step to the right.
Come on.
We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice.
Ooh,
you run to the left. Just with me in the middle, boy. I can't read your mind.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no holding.
Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a,
hey.
Come take it to the floor now.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you.
Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, come take it to the floor. to the flow now, ooh. Oops, Spurs. Boots to the flow now, ooh.
Cannot dance with you, baby. Pour that sugar and liquor on me too.
Spurs, spurs, boots,
solagenic, photogenic, shoot.
I liked it. I liked it. I absolutely did.
Wow. Excuse me, my voice is a little shot, but a little information on her. Back on February 26th of this year, Beyonce's Texas Hold'em shuffled to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 a week after it debuted at number two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it debuted at number two, and within a week, it hit number one on the Hot 100 back on February 26th.
Man, look.
That's saying something.
It's saying a lot. Mike, I have to ask you this, my friend. What about these people right now that are knocking her for even making this country music and saying, this is our music. You crossing the line. I mean, I'm serious. There are people knocking her for making this.
No, I know
this.
You're serious. We just went over this a couple of months ago. We had the reverse of this, where a country artist, a male artist, did a cover of Fast Cars by Tracy Chapman. And they blasted that male country artist for stealing her song.
Mm.
And she defended, actually she did a duet with him later on of that song. She supported him completely because her music found a new voice in the country.
Mm-hmm.
The country genre.
Right.
And because she was the owner of that song, she immediately made like $50,000 because he did a cover of her song.
Right.
And he did a wonderful cover of it. So, yeah, we've seen this occur on both sides.
You know what? Mike, let's get down to the basics. You're not committing any crimes. Music is what you do or whatever their job is. Who is anyone else to say you don't have the right to do that or you shouldn't do that? I mean,
because we have haters out there in this world, William. We have people that complain just to complain about things. We have people that hate just in order to hate, just so they can feel good about themselves. And it's a shame that the human race is like that. But we don't have to tolerate it. We don't have to put up with it. So,
you know, guess what? That's another topic for the boomerang, too. Because you can, our bodies are made of chemicals, right? And if you carry around a hatred and a bigotry and all this vile stuff, that's the chemical your body's releasing. But if you want to do things like you and I do, fun, laughter, hey, let's get our business taken care of. Look, respect one another. I tell you what, your body will release a different chemical, I promise you.
Yeah, the good endorphins, the feel-good endorphins, rather than the... Because you can put people down and you can stand on their necks, and it may make you feel like a more important and a big person for a moment. But you know what? That's fleeting. That goes away.
That's right.
And when reality smacks you back in the back of your head and puts you back into your place, then you're looking for your next fix to stand on somebody else's neck again. And I'm sorry, we're getting kind of off topic here with music.
Yeah.
But the haters will hate, I think, is the old term. Haters will always hate. So go away. Go be miserable in your own little dark hole somewhere. And be best alone.
This is the mad pick of the week. I have no comment.
Yeah, rest in peace. Eric Carmen. Yeah, this gentleman just died this month. So that's why I picked
him. Oh, no.
I look at you and I
Okay. Wow. Good choice, Mike. Excellent, excellent choice. Hungry Eyes, yeah. And this, and wow, unfortunately, he, died. That was March 11th of this year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's 3 days ago.
3 days ago. You know,
3 days ago, he was 74 years of age. He, obviously, a singer-songwriter initially. He was the lead vocalist for the Raspberries, if you're old enough to remember the Raspberries. And that's
I heard about them. Okay, I heard about them.
Sure you did. But that song, Hungry Eyes, that was the one, if you remember, that was used in Dirty Dancing with Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey. That was one of the songs that they danced in the movie.
Oh, that's incredible. As a matter of fact, I did see the movie. You know, I love that movie. I actually did. It's no question about it. That was the mad pick of the week. A great choice there, Mike. I picked this one. And I have two versions picked up. And I mean, queued here. And we'll find out. Let's start with this one. Eric Clapton. John Ashley.
A Great Western Festival concert, but it isn't really. It's down to Pete Townsend and Alice and Ronnie Wood and everybody else, and not least of all Eric. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been asked specially to announce Eric Clapton and the Palpitations.
Let's see.
Palpitations. Great song.
Come on.
see if you can spot this one.
That's it. Come on. Layla. Got me on my knees. You know, Mike, that just proves your point. You know, now, Eric Clapton, I'm not saying, I like his voice. It's not a great, great, great voice. But to me, I mean, oh, I could, look, I would pay to see that. That was one of my all-time favorite songs. And then the guitar playing. Whew. Okay? Let's not overlook that. So what appeals to us, you know, is that sound. You talk about it all right. Frequency. What appeals to you? And there is something that can be explained if people would listen. What you put in and what you listen to has an impact.
I think it's the totality of what the artist brings to the stage, so to speak. I think it's their presence on stage. It's their storytelling ability. Sometimes it's just, they're just dynamic, magnificent voices. But it's the totality and the ability to entertain us through music.
Yeah.
That's the best way I could put it.
Well, one word I would add, connect. They connect with the audience. And
whether they've got a raspy voice that, they get off pitch here and there, it doesn't matter. They made that connection.
Look, I respect it. Uh-oh. Mike, what in the world?
Oh
boy. Tokyo Groove. I'm liking it.
I think we played this like a year ago, but I just like it so much. And I think it's already in your mix.
It could be. I don't care. I want to make sure right now. Because I'm going to steal it.
This is,
I'll let you know.
Young lady said this.
I'll let you know. Nope. Well, maybe I didn't add it then. Man, I like that.
I think we played it here so ago.
I like it. Man. Funk. Is it? Number one. Yep, hey Mike, I think you're right. Tokyo Groove. Yoshi.
Number one was the name of the song.
Yeah. I remember. Come on, I like this. I just stole it. I should have stole it the first time. Man. Man, it's real good. Hey, Mike, what do you know about these cats?
I know it's, I think it's six young ladies that do this, all of it.
Wow.
They're playing the bass, the keyboard, the sax.
Oh, are you serious?
It's an all-lady band.
Man,
they're young,
no.
too. I think they're maybe 35.
Oh, I got to jot this down. Oh, we're going to hear more about them. Tokyo Groove. Wow. Oh, I like this a lot. We'll be right back. too good, man. Mad May, my hat's off to you, my brother.
Thank you.
Wow. That is a jam, man.
Yeah, it is. And if you ever watch their video on YouTube,
whoa,
I'll bet you not one of them weighs more than 100 pounds. And yet they've got that in them. They've got that soul in them. Got that spirit in them. Just amazing.
Were they just on one of those shows like... not American Idol, but America's Got Talent or one of those?
I didn't run across them on a talent show. I picked up on them when I was doing research on bass guitarists.
Okay.
And who's the one that you like so much that I sent you? Nix? What's her name? Nikki?
Oh!
Nick West?
Oh, yes.
Nick West. I think I was researching her. And ladies and bass players and such. And I think I ran across this group, Tokyo Groove, by accident, which a lot of the music that I send to you, I find by accident. It's true.
Oh boy. I'm telling you, Nick West, see, you just made me do it. See? You see? What, Mike? Oh, man, Mike, while we'll coast to coast. Come on now.
Come on, say it.
That's right.
This girl's got
it. Oh, man.
like a sweet taboo, and now you got me going crazy.
I got my mind flooded with maybe.
Hey, hope you stay tuned, man, baby. Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. Come on.
Let me tell you what's on my mind.
Oh.
Cause you've been talking all this time. This feeling I feel for you makes me wanna get close to you. You, you. And if your man was doing his job, you wouldn't be thinking about me. But I'll sadly leave the situation, cause I know where this thing could lead. Forbidden fruit, get out of my view. Don't you know that you're
come on. Nick West.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. I mean.
Paul Thorne.
Have you ever had one of those days when nothing goes right?
Your wife's
tired of bitching about whatever it was she was bitching about last night.
So I already know what's coming.
Escape into the bathroom just to sit there on your throne. But after you finish your business, the toilet paper's gone. Let's sing together. It's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. Come on. It's a bad day, so you better get off of my back. You might get cold cocked.
Oh, Lord.
If you cross my path. Cause it's a great day, everybody, come on, for me to whoop somebody's ass. All right.
And I'm just the
guy. I was running late for work, so I poured me some coffee to go.
Oh, my God.
And just before I had a flat tire, I spilled it all over my clothes. When the highway patrolman pulled up, I thought the help was on the way. But when he saw that tire tool in my hand, he shot me with pepper spray. Let's sing it together. It's a great day. Let me hear you sing it. It's a bad day.
I'm losing this on air.
So you better get off of my back. You might get cold cock. If you cross my path, sing.
You kids, get off my yard.
Stop anyway,
so much noise.
This last verse, it goes out to everybody that don't like their boss at work.
That should have been your mad pick.
When I finally made it to work, that was 15 minutes late. I told my boss about the flat tire, but he fired me anyway. So here I am in the parking lot, just waiting by his Corvette.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna give him a goodbye present that he never will forget. Thanks.
Oh my goodness,
so you better get off of my back. You
might get cold, Jack.
Oh,
if you cross my path, 'cause it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass.
Oh, oh my goodness.
I ain't playing around no more.
No. I'm done. Oh, wow. The funny thing about it, I didn't read the entire title